Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about working for the hereafter. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "He who makes the hereafter his greatest concern when he wakes up and before he sleeps, Allah instills needlessness in his heart and mends his affairs for him. He will not depart from this life before having collected all of his sustenance." In the sense that if a person, instead of making the affairs of this world his greatest concern, if he preoccupies himself with the hereafter and his felicity in the hereafter, And makes his akhirat his greatest concern, Allah himself will take care of his worldly needs and, mend his affairs for him, in the words of the hadith. You know, this is something that a lot of people sometimes ask. They say that, well, if we concentrate on the hereafter, obviously we would be losing out on the world. So, and we also have been told at the same time to take care of our affairs in this world. So how do these two combine together? Perhaps the answer to this question is exactly what has been mentioned in this hadith, that if we concern ourselves with the affairs of this of the hereafter and the akhirat, then Allah himself takes care of our worldly affairs. In continuation, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "But the one who makes this world his greatest concern in his life, Allah instills poverty between his eyes and disbands his affairs." Meaning, if the opposite of what was mentioned in the beginning of the hadith, if a person solely preoccupies himself with the world, not only will he lose out in the hereafter, but his affairs in this world will also not be rectified, and he won't be able to acquire the very thing that he was so preoccupied with. He will not collect from this life more than what was allotted to him. So this hadith kind of is broken up into two parts. The first part is about the person who makes the hereafter his sole concern, and the second part is about the person who makes this world his sole concern. In the end of both parts, the Prophet, he alludes to a very important point, and that is that our sustenance in this world has already been predetermined for us. So it doesn't matter if we're going to acquire it regardless of whether we actively pursue it or we don't. So why isn't it better for us to then use our time and our effort to mending our affairs in the akhirat and the hereafter. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at working for the hereafter in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد